Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. And today, as promised, we have another speaker from Bangor Pride last Saturday.
She's the mayor of Bangor. Her name is Kara Pelletier. Please welcome her up.
Hello, Bangor. It is a pleasure and an honor to get to welcome you to the city of Bangor and Pride 2025. You heard that today is the anniversary of the Stonewall riots, and I think most of us know the history of Stonewall, but what you may not know is that there were people exercising bravery and authenticity and defiance generations before Stonewall happened, so that we could be here today. Decades before Stonewall, there were powerful voices and acts of resistance. It was more than 125 years ago, in 1897, that the Scientific Humanitarian Committee was founded to advocate for LGBTQ plus rights in Germany. Today, we honor the boldness of Lucy Hicks Anderson, a Black transgender woman who stood up for her identity in 1940s America. We reflect on the work of the Mattachine Society, founded in 1950 by Harry Hay, and the Daughters of Bilitis, the first lesbian civil rights organization in the U.S., formed in 1955. We remember the Compton's Cafeteria Riot, look it up, in San Francisco in 1966, led by trans women and queer people standing against police harassment 3 years before Stonewall. And I'm standing on the shoulders of Kathy Kozachenko, who in 1974 became the first openly LGBTQ elected official in the United States City Council in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And here in Maine, we proudly carry the legacy of the Maine Lesbian Gay Political Alliance, founded in the 1980s as a response to the tragic murder of Charlie Howard here in Bangor, just behind these buildings. That was an act that galvanized a moment for justice and visibility and safety for all LGBTQ Mainers. So in moments like right now, when the world feels uncertain or hostile, the stories of those who came before us are not just history. They are a source of strength and hope and light. Look around you. You are not alone, and you have never been alone. LGBTQIA and Two-Spirit people have always been here. We have always loved, always resisted, always longed to live full, authentic lives, and we are not going anywhere. Let our joy today be an act of resistance. It is an insistence that we get to live our lives authentically on our own terms. As we celebrate, may our joy and connection give us strength to continue to fight for each other, and may we carry this legacy forward for the next generation of pride. Happy Pride, everybody.
That was Kara Pelletier, the mayor of Bangor, speaking at Bangor Pride last Saturday. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.